Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Hi, this is R. Kyle Lynn Floyd.
This is Shannon Kablayan.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Floyd, and welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast, three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the W2F moments of our daily lives. Today we are going to talk about the huge topic of dating with children.
Dun, 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 dun.
We all have kids. How do we date? Dun, dun, dun.
Or do we?
Or do we date?
I'm engaged. So my dating life is over. So
she officially dated the right way and it worked.
I officially have given up on throwing in my towel. Is that how you say it?
No. Throwing your towel in?
Yeah.
Or
Zach calls it, he says,
retiring from the streets.
We're retiring from the streets. That's what he says. We both retired from the streets and.
I like that.
Yeah, that's what. I don't know.
That was the group chat name when for all the proposal talk was Zach retiring from the streets.
Oh my gosh,
that's hilarious! But before
that, you know, I wasn't doing anything in the streets, but
did you date a lot before?
I honestly feel like
after you had Rye,
after I had Ryder, I did not. In my head, I really don't think I dated. A lot. I dated one other person besides Zach. And
before Ryder, I had a freaking ball. Let me take it back. I feel like my parents always were like, date and see what you like. And that's not saying like sleep around, but they're saying date. Like, you are young, go out there and date. Date everybody. My dad was always like, don't get a boyfriend, date them all. Like, go get
some free food.
Go figure out what you want. And then he would almost teach me, like, little things within dating. He'd be like, if you guys go to the movie, like, you get the movie tickets. But then, like, when you guys do your Ruth Chris dinner, look at him like, bro, I just got the movie tickets. Like, you handle the small things, and you let the men get, like, the bigger things. Like, there were, like, little things like that. But pre-Ryder, I dated. But I still didn't date a lot, but I would say I dated. After Ryder, shut it down. I was so scared of dating. I was scared of having sex. I just thought everybody was just going to get me pregnant. Like, I was scared to do anything with anyone. I didn't want to do anything. So I dated Zach, but I dated Zach pre-Ryder also. So it was comfortable dating
him. I was just about
him.
To say,
it was really comfortable. And then after when Zach and I had like, when we broke up, I started dating Matt, and that was interesting.
Made it interesting?
You know, when you like look back at somebody you dated and you're kind of looking at yourself, like, what were we doing?
Yeah.
It was kind of like one of those moments. And I don't mean that in a rude way to him. Like, nothing rude at all. I'm not trying to start no shit, okay? But I'm definitely like, that wasn't one of your best choices. So that's all I'm going to say. But I learned a lot from dating him. I would say that. I learned what I didn't want as far as dating with a kid.
Yeah, I was just
like, he was so awkward when it came to Ryder. Like, so awkward. Like, so awkward. To the point where he had this friend that would come in town, and his friend, like, had nieces and nephews and stuff and would, like, get down and play with Ryder. They had the best freaking time together.
Even Boz.
And literally, Matt would be looking at me like, oh, my God, like, how does he do that? And I'm like, how do you not,
and play with her?
Right, like, it was just the way he dealt with Rye. That was one of the main reasons why we had to break up, because it was like he was scared of her almost. And if you know my kid, you need to go head-to-head with her. Like, it is an all-out battle war fight, and you need to be ready to put up your shit. Or Ryder will walk all over you.
She'll dominate.
She will dominate
you in 2 seconds.
And she like dominated him, and I needed like a man who would be, you know, who could
communicate
eventually
with her, yeah.
Like step up and play that role. So it just, not play that role, but if I was dating with intentions, and it didn't add up. So yeah, fast forward, got back with Zach. And Zach is comfortable around Rye. He's always been comfortable around Ryder. But he's comfortable with kids in general. And Zach genuinely loves kids. So he filled that space or that void perfectly. Like, he's so good with the kids. Sometimes he's questioning my parenting. Like, we get in arguments, and I'm like, who is the parent here? But that's a beautiful thing to me.
No, that's awesome. He's very family oriented, and he's always been that way. And I think it really, like, the role that he plays in Ryder's life, and even Boss's,
Uncle he's Zach amazing.
And with Parker.
With
like,
Parker, he, all of them, he's so good with them.
He's really good with kids. So it's made, like, this whole, for me, I saw what I wanted in him, like, as, I don't know if I'm making sense. I saw what I needed when he was around the kids. And
what
I'm
were
like,
some
okay.
of those things that
yeah, what are those struck qualities? You?
What are those qualities that really, like, hit, like, oh, you're definitely,
I can do this.
You're meeting the things on my,
for me,
my list.
Ryder has a really, really strong personality. And I needed somebody who was able to handle it and not get overwhelmed, to not get frustrated, to lose their patience. Like,
and to want to deal with her. Like, he genuinely wants to deal with Ryder. Like, he genuinely is like, I'm taking her to tennis, you're staying home, and you're going to do whatever you're going to do. Like, yeah. I'm building this relationship with her away from you so that, like, she and I
can
have
be comfortable.
Right, we have a relationship. I always liked that, like, the initiative, like, him just taking the initiative to wanting to be involved. Or, like, there was one day, and I had a pick up and drop off with Corey, and Zach, I was just, like, not having a good day, like, at all, like, just so all over the place. And Zach was like, I can handle it, like, I'll do it. It's like the simple things like that.
And that's a big step up too for like, oh, I'll drop off Ryder to her dad.
Right. Like the simplest thing.
Yeah.
It was so simple, but I just sat there and sobbed. Like, oh my God, thank you.
But it was big though. But it was not most men will do that. They have their ego like, nah.
That boy better come get her. Like, come but get your kid. Like, you know.
Exactly. No, that's real.
It's real. So it was a lot of small things like that, or just the inclusion, like, oh, what are we going to do this weekend? Can we go do this? Because Ryder would really love it. And I'm, like, looking at him like, babe, we don't even have her on the weekends. Like,
aww.
It was, he really thinks about her. Yeah. Or if we go shopping, like, he's looking for stuff for the kids. Like, it's a genuine love that he has for Ryder and for Boz that, like, it gives me a little tingly feeling. Yeah.
Do you think because one of the other reasons that he's so close to her because he's known her since she was a baby? To have that bond,
I would
as well,
say they or? Have a really good bond because of that. But I also look at his bond with Boz, and he came into Boz's life later on, and they have a really good bond also.
Yeah.
But it's just he puts in the time.
He does. I think it's like Zach's character is very strong, and it's like he steps up in so many ways where it's like he's just a good man, you know, and it's there's even days where I'm stressed out and, you know, when I'm out here, it's just me and Boz. Of course, I have my family.
Yeah.
But just in terms of, like, that male figure, like, Zach will just, he doesn't even say anything to me. He's just like, come on, Boz. Like, we're going to go do this. Or, like, where are Boz's shoes at? We're about to go for a ride. You know, he takes pride in what he does with the kids, which is...
That's real.
It makes me feel good just seeing, you know, I was there for Cheyenne and Matt's relationship and I could see the frustrations and, like, it was nothing against Matt.
It just wasn't where he was in life.
And it's... I do think one day he'll be a great father. For sure.
It just wasn't his...
Yeah, this just wasn't his, like, his fit. But when Zach came back, it was, like, a very... Zach
Easy
is back. It was a very
transition.
Smooth... Yeah, smooth transition. And it was almost like... I was looking at him and I was... When they first... came back, I remember sitting down with him one day and I was like, okay, so I know, like, you guys have your thing going on, but, like, my emotions are invested in this also because, like, Zach was, he was my, you know,
he was my friend too.
Like, we had our own moments, our own memories, like, we have our own special relationship, which I think is important and it's, we've spent a lot of time together, so I was happy because I was like, he embodies a lot of character traits that I would love my son to see, like, on the daily basis, on the regular, and just see, like, he's the kind of man that you would want, you know, your child to have in their life.
You go, girl, then, Cheyenne. Yeah. You got the man.
It took me a long trial and error to get here. Okay.
Hey.
We have struggled along the way, y'all. We have had our highs and our lows.
Been there, too. No.
Okay. Relationship, though.
Yeah, it does.
A lot of trial and error.
It's a lot of, but that's dating.
Yeah. Yes. And dating is not easy.
Dating is hard. Dating is hard without a kid.
Yeah, don't.
And then adding a kid into it, it's like, it's a whole other thing. There's so many questions that go into it. Like, when do you bring your kid? Like, when do you introduce your kid? Or, like... What happens if there's a sleepover? Like,
yeah, that all of that sleepover or yeah, does your kid sleep with you guys? Right. Or yeah, is that okay?
Or how do you co-sleep? Like, there's so many different things that go into it. Even from the opposite side, from, like, I co-parent with Ryder's dad, and he has a girlfriend. That's a whole nother conversation as far as dating with kids. Like, you know, in the beginning, it wasn't all peaches and cream. And it was hard for us to both kind of realize, like, where our boundaries were, where her boundaries are, where my boundaries are.
They all have to be understood.
And they all have to be understood. And that is so, so hard. So that's my spiel. What about y'all?
What about you, Kyle? Do you date?
I am not dating right now. There was a point in time when I was dating, and I want to say, but it wasn't really dating. I was just open to meeting other people, and it was.
So you weren't dating with intention?
No, I was, but I also, like, there were certain things that I prayed for, because okay, little backtrack. I went to an all-girls school, and, like, I'm just a little bit slower on the 8-track, or what is it? You know, when it comes to men, like, I'm still learning a lot of things about men, just because of the environments that I've been in. Or it's like, you know, people meet or date, like, you know, when they're in college or in different work environments. I didn't go to college. I was traveling and working in the work environments that I've been in. Like, I've either been, like, the only Black woman, and there were no Black men, and that's who I'm at. That's, you know, I see myself with a Black person, and I've dated people outside of my race. Or is everyone was a much older than me. So it's like, I haven't really been in, like, environments to be like, oh, hey, like, let me meet people. So I've kind of, like, previous to having a kid, I used, like, online dating, and that to me was really hard in terms of, like, online dating with a kid. But at the same time, like, I was able to practice dating or practice having conversations with people, if that makes any sense, to kind of see, like, what do I like? What don't I like? I was able to learn and, like, practice asking questions, because I'm also very shy. So it's like I would have a hard time being like, you know, like, hey,
what's your name?
How's it going? Yeah. So it's, I'm like, I'm weird. But there was a period in time when I opened myself up, and I wasn't necessarily dating for marriage at the time. I was more so dating to just be like,
is this before Boz or?
This was after Boz.
Okay.
I was dating, and it was more so, I was trying to figure things out with his dad, but I could see, like, we weren't on the same page. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of was like, I'm still leaving that door open just because.
With Boz's dad.
With Boz's dad, but also just.
Also the online world.
Yeah, but it wasn't so much online, because then COVID happened and I wasn't going to do online dating. But, like, I did have two guys who were very nice men.
Get a girl.
And, like, I was just having, like, conversations with them and just, like, let me just take this time to, like, actually have, like, real in-depth conversations with a man and, like, learn different things. And so I haven't really, like, dated.
So, like, now, present day, what are we doing?
What are we doing? Are you dating?
Right now, I'm just, like, single, and I'm just kind of want to stay there for a minute.
So we're not single, ready to mingle?
Not ready to mingle yet.
So you're in, like, your season of singleness.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing, yeah. But it's hard because it's like, I do want to be married, and, like, I love having a mate because I love to, like.
You love to love.
I love to love. I love to cater to my person, but it's like, at the same time, I want to be in a situation where it's like, it's, they have to respect my situation, and I'm still figuring out my situation with Boz's dad. Like, we're still working on getting to, like, a healthy co-parenting relationship. So it's like, I don't think it would be fair to bring someone else into the picture just out of respect for them, when I am still
figuring out
leveling and getting, like, a good stepping in our co-parenting relationship. But it's like, once we get there, it's fair game. Like
once you get where?
Once I feel like Mezier and I have, like, a healthy co-parenting relationship where, like, we're on, you know, everything is, we're on the same page. Everything is good. I'll be open to another person probably, but it's also like, I'm currently pregnant. So it's not just
me. Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's not just me. It's not just me dating with a kid, but it's like, it's me. Like, I'm going to be it'll be dating with two kids. And it's like, you know, I keep making this harder and harder on myself in some degree. And
it's okay.
It is okay.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Are you okay, girl? I'm going to work this one out.
Somebody going to love me. But it's also like, I've dated someone with children, and it's like they had more than one child, and
there you go.
No, plenty of people date people with two kids.
Yeah.
But I would say right now,
that's not my thought. I'm not thinking about dating right now at all. Like, right. I just want to focus on myself and
your kids. So how would you feel? Because I hear you saying that you're going to be open to dating after,
you know, once things
settle, once maybe you're not pregnant, once you have a good co-parenting relationship going on with Mez.
Oh, I'm a mess,
but
y'all.
Let's say let's just playing devil's advocate. Yes. Let's say the co-parenting relationship never gets there. Are you going to be open to dating?
Yes. Cause I'm going to be like, I still have to live, like, I still have to live my life.
Right. Still be you. Know?
And,
be happy.
I think when I say like, get to a better place, like there's still a certain, like, I don't want to say power or control, but there's still energy that I have that is put towards him, or that is like been on reserve for him, and I'm releasing now, and it's like I'm cutting those ties, like, and that takes time, and it's like I'm almost going through a breakup from a relationship that I wasn't even necessarily like in, which is also like a weird idea in itself or weird construct, but it's, I want to get to a place where I feel like I'm fully healed. Y'all looking at me crazy.
No, we're not.
We're looking at
Shannon's phone. And
it's
buzzing over here.
It's buzzing with someone who, you know, she dated. But hold on. I want to know what this text says. So let's take a quick break.
Dang, all up in her phone.
No, I want Shannon to know. And if it's juicy enough, she'll tell us. But
it's not.
Let's take a quick break and we'll get back to this conversation.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And we are back, and I'm going to keep going, but it's, I guess where I am right now, like I'm just focusing on myself and making sure that I'm like a whole person, and I'm just keeping my focus on my pregnancy right now and like my being a present mother. And I don't feel like I have a lot of goals right now that I like need to accomplish and I need to see through. And if the right person comes along and is like supportive and fits into like my puzzle of life, I would be open to it. But that's just not necessarily like, I'm not looking.
That's not your top.
Yeah, I'm not looking for someone. I'm not like actively being like, hey, I'm going to put myself out there and I need a date. But if someone like takes the time and puts the effort into like, you know, getting to know me and like have those conversations, I would have them.
I see that. Well, duh, I see. I saw you announced your pregnancy on Instagram a few days ago. That was a big thing.
That was a big thing.
Exciting. But you got a lot of
positive feedback. I was very, like, it's one of those things where it's awkward being, like, I don't want to say it's awkward. But it's like, I don't, in my mind, it's not the most ideal situation. Like, I would love to be married or in like a committed relationship, and I'm not. But at the same time, I'm very happy. I love being a mother. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's a beautiful thing.
You're a really great mom.
Thank you. So it's one of those things where it's like, my child's father doesn't have, like, you know, I did that on my own. It wasn't like I was like, hey, I'm doing this. Like, you know, I still live like my own separate.
You did what on your own?
You did what, right?
No, not like have a child. Like, No, like she's announcing. Like, I know sometimes people might be like weary of like making announcements.
You're saying you made the announcement on your time.
On your happy.
On my time, yeah.
Okay, good.
I feel like the elephant in the room for people is they want to know if Boz and the new baby have same dad.
So they do have the same father.
Awesome.
Yeah, like we were working on things. It just did not work out in the light that, you know, we saw it working out. But I also, in that time, you know, people have sex and sex equals babies. And
that's how we got here, folks.
That's how we got here, y'all. So it's like, you know, the train is still running strong. I'm trying to slow down. But
so
it's,
what did he say about you announcing?
He didn't say anything.
Oh. Yeah. Well, there we go.
Yeah, so it's like...
Did he like the picture?
I honestly...
Now I'm about to get an attitude. Did you like it?
I've blocked him on Instagram.
Oh, so he don't know.
But he's like, he's not blocked now. No, but it's like, he can go see the post. He could go see it. I know. I think he knows he's blocked. Maybe because he sent a screenshot of something from Instagram... like to me, but like I'm gonna be like, you ain't blocked no more, brother. But like, you know,
maybe he just doesn't wander on your page.
Yeah, and which I don't think he ever like truly. He's never been like engaged with my Instagram page.
Or maybe he just likes to stalk you. We don't know. We'll never know.
We'll never know. Well,
actually, we will never know. But yeah. So it was
no dating for you.
If the right person comes along.
Okay.
And how would you explain your situation to them? If someone came along right now, how would you explain it?
It was like, I want to marry you. I love you, Kyle.
Like whoa, chill.
Well, I mean, if not like that.
If you guys were dating.
But let's say somebody really came around. Into
you and I really want to,
and the energy was right.
I would need them to really know and understand that, like, my children do have a father who's going to be and is involved in their lives. And like,
you're pregnant.
I am pregnant. And he's not going away, you know? It's not like he's still here strong. We're now, like, I'm in therapy, he's in therapy. And that's the thing. It's like, there's still a lot of work that could be done that is going on. So I just personally don't want to bring someone else into the situation when all of this like work is being done.
And so is the work being done? Sorry, Shannon.
No, you're fine, though.
Is the work being done from a co-parenting standpoint or from a potential we can make this work
done?
For me, now I'm like, I just, you know, we need to just focus on co-parenting because the relationship did not work. But he's like, from his standpoint, he's like, the relationship can work. We just need time. Time for what? And I understand needing time, but it's like there are still things that you can do while taking that time to progress, build, and grow. So for me, I did not see those things happening. So I had to remove myself from the situation just because it was starting to become like very damaging and hurtful to me.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, I definitely don't want to be doing my pregnancy without a supportive partner. Like, you know, I definitely don't and didn't want to. There were no intentions. It was not a plan for me to, you know, I'm not moving to DC. I've postponed my move. So I'm like still staying in LA. Like this is not what I wanted. This is not what I was working towards. So it's like I would need someone to kind of be understanding of like what's happened, and someone to like take the time to kind of ask questions, because I don't necessarily want to be like, so hey, you know, this is my story. This is what I'm going through, because it's like it's not fun, you know. And at the same time, like I'm one of those people that like I've been in a very loving environment growing up and still like with my family support. So it's like I would need someone who comes from a very loving family, or someone who's, you know, like Zach, who's like, hey, I'm here, like I'm very family oriented.
Who want to have a family.
And they want to have that relationship, and they want to build and grow. And it's not just on a personal level, but it's like, you know, spiritually, it's mentally, like it's emotionally, how do we grow? And it's hard because like I'm definitely ready for that part of my life in a lot of ways. Like I'm very nurturing. Like I love cooking, and it's so sad to me sometimes when I'm cooking for myself and I feed it to Boz and he's in this weird phase where everything to him is yucky. And I'm like, bro, this is a great meal. And I'm like, where is my husband to be like, you are the best woman ever? Like, where, what did I do to deserve these meals? You know?
Oh my like, gosh.
It's, I want to share my days with someone. And it's like, I'm going through a lot of growth in like my work and things. And it's like, I would love to bounce ideas off with someone and be like, hey, this is what I learned today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, I share with y'all. But it's hard because it's like you have your own lives too. And it's, it's hard because it's.
Well, don't sell yourself short and don't settle, because there's plenty of women who have thousands of kids, kids.
And a man comes and loves the shit out of them
and will love your kids.
If there's one thing that I can say about me announcing my pregnancy, this also happened when I announced my first pregnancy. People come out the woodworks, and I don't know why, but like people, like there are some men who like want to step into that position because I feel like they feel like they're like saving the woman, which to me also is kind of odd, but it's it depends on where they're coming from. And it's I've learned a lot in this whole.
So you can definitely still see that you're still wanted.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely still wanted. And there's like
said, "Oh yeah, I'm so wanted.
Oh, I'm still wanted,
pregnant with the 2-year-old and a baby daddy that's a little messed up right now, but we good. I'm still wanted.
I'm still great." Like, and that's the thing. I was giving my energy to someone where it was like there were like great qualified men, very nice men who were like, "Hey, I'm still here. Like, hey, I still want to take that time." But I was like, "I need to see this through, because." The way I was raised, the way I've always imagined my family is we would be an intact family, you know, the father of my children and myself. So I had to give that a chance, and it just has not happened. So I'm still open.
All right.
Yeah.
Shannon, are we dating?
Currently, no.
Oh, well, have you dated?
I have dated before Parker. I'm a very loving person, so I love to be in relationships. So I kind of dated around a little bit, but mainly in long-term relationships. I dated Parker's dad when I was in high school, so that went off and on until we had Parker. And at the beginning, we tried our best to make it work, but I just don't think we saw eye to eye with everything. And I think from dating from such a young age, he remembers me as a different person. So after I had Parker, the hormones hit, everything hit, and just a lot of like trust issues and things like that happened as well. So we were just butting heads after we had Parker. So just a lot of things happened in between, not a lot of happy things, a lot of untrusting things on his behalf. So I, you know,
not trusting what he was doing. And then my hormones hit and I was a little crazy, but I was very valid being crazy. So
he made you crazy.
He made me a little crazy. Okay. Just a little bit.
Okay. Was it the hormones?
Right. Or no? It's like she's halfway taking like responsibility and then halfway not.
It's a give and take. Like,
oh hormones, no, I fully believe like that someone can make you crazy.
I feel like he made me a little crazy, a little stir crazy, and just, you know, him going out and just. Just different situations that just not made me not trust. So that didn't work out. So after me and his dad stopped dating, it took me a while. It took me a while because in my head I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done dating. I'm just going to focus on me and Parker. I just did not want to date anymore. I was like, what's the point? Like, I have a kid. Nobody's going to want me with a kid. And I just went through that spiral. So for a minute, I was just against it. But then I'm like, you know what? Like I said, I love to love. I love being in relationships. I love loving on somebody. And I think at that moment, and it also took me a while to get back to who I was, just mentally as a mom after everything that I went through with his dad, to just love myself again and to see who I really was, because I feel like I just lost like everything. So I dated after Parker. I got some DMs, you know, in my thing. I was like, oh, let me play around. I also played around with the whole internet dating. Somebody made me a profile like, Shannon, you need to get out there and date.
Like online dating?
Yes, online dating. And I was like, I've never, literally my friend sat down, like made me a page, put a picture up, all that. And I was like, girl, I am not about to go on this site. And I really didn't. I like deleted like 3 days after, because these guys were like, hey, you sexy. I'm like, oh, hell to the no.
I was so scared to online
date. I don't think I'm an online dater at all. I didn't give it a chance.
I don't think you gave it a fair chance.
I don't think I'd give it a fair chance, because I went on and went off. Because I had so many friends who were like, Shannon, you need to just, you can do this one and this one. I'm like, can't. I'm not that type of person. I have to like physically see you or like,
yeah,
know you, I guess, which is kind of bad too, because if you've already known somebody or like dated them before, I don't know, whatever. So I dated somebody, and I think kind of like the same situation with Cheyenne, but he never met Parker because he was so weirded out that I had a kid. He was like, it was weird because like all I want to talk about is Parker. So if I'm going to talk to you, you Shin, have.
How did you date somebody who was weirded out that you had a kid?
And that's why we didn't make it work. It didn't work.
Wait, I did the same thing. I just remembered that. I'm sitting here like, how you do that?
I'm sitting here looking at Cheyenne like, how are you asking?
He was so, he was kind of like just awkward.
But they never met.
But they never met because he was that weirded out. Like, it was to the point where, like, he would be like, Shannon, you know, I know you have a son, you have a kid, but can you just, don't, like, not talk about him as much?
Oh, no. Oh, see, that wasn't my situation because, no. Oh, if you tell me not to talk about Ryder, we're going to fight.
Yeah, because I was like, no, I'm just leaving. That's my world.
I'm going to fight and then leave.
Because he's like... So I think that was one red flag.
Someone from
that is 100 red flags.
It was 100 red flags, and I think me not being in the right head, I was like, well, I guess I can't talk about Parker. That's really fucked up,
Shannon.
I know I'm giving myself, but no, it's okay. I learned, and it wasn't the person. And once I found. The second person I dated after having Parker, which was heaven sent, I met him. Actually, I went out with my girls. We went to a club And I went there with no, like, just having fun. It was a 70s party at a, like, a little cute dive bar. And no intentions of, like, finding a man. Like, I think I was done after dating that guy. I was like, what the hell is dating out I'm here? Good. Like, I'm good. You don't want to talk about my son? So, literally, I met this guy. He saw me because he said my hair was on point. He was like, girl. And he was laughing at me. I don't know.
Guys, these two are
about to laugh really hard because he came up to me because I was dancing with this guy and he was shorter than me. Mind you, Parker's dad is...
Shannon has a type.
Parker's dad is shorter than me. So he came up to me. He was like, girl, are you dancing with this short dude or can I take you? He was like, that's not your man, right? And I was like, no. He was like, all right, good, because I don't know what you're doing right now. So I think him just even saying that to me, it was like, all right. You can talk to me. Like, that's cool.
He caught your attention.
He caught my attention, full attention, because he took me to the bar. I was, like, giggling, tee-hee-hing. I don't know, whatever.
Tee-hee-hing. That is a new one.
Not tee-hee-hing. What are you kiki-ing?
Kiki-ing.
That's why I said tee-hee-ing is new.
Tee-hee-ing.
Oh, he had her in a mood.
Yeah, he had me.
I like this story.
He really got me in the mood. But after that, like, I think he wasn't from LA. He, like, totally had my full attention. So after that night, like, I literally went home and just, like, on cloud nine. I was like, oh, like, this is cute. Like, looked him up. I'm like, oh, he really fine. And it was just off after that. So then after that, he, like, after being in a relationship or in a talking to somebody, I don't think we were in a relationship, talking to someone who didn't, was so uncomfortable, I didn't really, he knew I had a kid, but I didn't really talk about him that much. So one day he, like, brought up to me, was like, girl, you got a kid, why don't you talk about him that much? I'm like, oh, you're right. And then that just, and then he never, it never stopped. I talked about him all the time, and then...
Did he meet Parker?
When did you introduce him? A few months in, within those, I think it was, we knew each other for what, 2 months? And we went to Mardi Gras. So within those two, yeah, he knew about Parker. I talked about Parker. So I think before I went on my trip, my parents wanted to know, like,
You about to go to
New Orleans with some dude you just met. So
at the club.
Right, at the club.
I love it. I mean,
that you were tee-hee-ing it.
So he came over, like, back in the day, my parents are very old school, so they're like, and at the time I was living with them, so they're like, have him over for dinner and meet everybody. So literally he met Parker after 2 months, and Parker opened the door. I'm like, come on, Park, let's go open the door for him. Parker, if he did not make his voice so deep, so deep, because he was like, hi, my name is Martin. And then Parker goes,
hi, my name is Parker.
And how old was he, like, 4?
No, he was turning, he was turning 3. He was turning three. And my little man was not. He kept his eyes. Literally, he showed him who was man. He kept looking at him up and down. Just, he was like, bro, who are you? Why are you in this house? Like,
why are we at dinner together?
Who are you? Why are you near my mom? Why are you talking to my grandparents? Like, what's up? But it was so important to me that their relationship was built. And I think that's what really did it for me, because for me to looking for a man, if I'm dating, he has to know that Parker's number one in my life. And he really made it a point every moment, every second, like, oh, is Parker good? Or how are you and Parker? Do you guys need anything? And this is just a few months of dating. And I'm like, oh.
Now you see what's
now
out
I
there
see what's
and
out
what
there.
You deserve and what right. you need. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm not used to this. Like, I've never really, like, I guess I've been in really just shitty relationships, because this guy came in and he told me at the beginning of the relationship, he's like, I'm going to show you the finer things in life. And he did. And he showed me what a man was and what a man could bring to the table with being a single mother, and how your kid can be treated and still have boundaries. Because, mind you, I don't know. I'm just a little, a little crazy. But, I mean, not crazy because this is my kid, but I had different boundaries. Like, you know, he still has a dad, so don't try to play a dad role. Like, have your, you know, be careful of what you do around my son and how you speak to him or whatever. But he's never talked to Parker any type of way or anything like that. But I just wanted to put it out there so he would know how to talk and how to be. And I would never, this is just a me thing. I never told Parker that he was my boyfriend. So Parker really never saw us hug or kiss around each other. So Parker really just thought he was one of, like, my best friends. So Parker, I think him knowing that, Parker was more comfortable around him, or just kind of those kind of things, because he never really saw Martin really, like, touch me or hug me like that. I mean, we did have, like, group hugs or stuff like that, but...
We didn't hug individually, but we did have group hugs.
Group hugs to make him feel like...
I'm learning.
To make him feel
included. She said we'd have group hugs. Okay.
Because if Parker saw his hug, Parker would feel like I could just see him like, why are you hugging my mom like that?
Oh, that's funny.
I could see him.
So are we still dating him? Like, why? What are we doing right now?
Currently not dating him. I think we both had, you know, nothing, no bad blood, but we're just both growing on our own. Yeah. And I think that what helped us two in our relationship is for me to, we both in our relationship took therapy sessions, me just to figure out my traumas, my past traumas, because a lot of my past traumas and a lot of my past relationships were not healthy. So I would put that onto our relationship, which wasn't healthy, and it would frustrate him because he's like, I'm not those other people. And so for me to work on some of my traumas and for him to work on some of his traumas and to come back together and work stronger together, and for us to both know our weaknesses and our strengths, it's good to be very vocal and to have conversations within your relationship as a single mother, and to make sure your partner is in a good space as well. So that your child can feel that and see that.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Just to be healthy,
and I think the kids pick up on so much.
They pick up on
like every if you think your kid thing. Is not watching, you are so wrong. Like, yeah. Ryder picks up on everything, even the slightest. Like vocal change in myself yes. or in Zach, she'll be like, stop fighting. And we'll be yes. like, not fighting at all, like genuinely just like cracking up or like playing around nice, or something. Yeah. And I'm like, Rye, we're not fighting. And she's like, but your voice. And I'm like trying to explain to her, you know, we just got a little excited talking to each
yes,
other.
Yes.
But so- she picks up on so. Yeah. Much.
That is a good point.
That's true. I've noticed that with Boz. Like, there's been a few days, like, recently I've kind of been a wreck. But, like, I can't be a wreck in front of him.
Don't and they feel it?
They feel it. They see it. And there was one day where I dismissed myself and I came back. And Boz just came over and he just hugged me. And he gave me a kiss. He said, I love you, Mommy. And then he ran off. And I was like, okay, I can't have these moments right now because I still need to be a full present mother.
You and can like have, my, I feel like you can have those moments, but you, I feel like
I just have to be like more.
Either go discerning. In the bathroom yeah. or step away for a second or mm-hmm. just breathe. Because kids do feel that. And the same thing what Cheyenne was saying. If me and Martin or somebody would have like a heated discussion, he would like stop. And we have to explain to him, like, sometimes adults have really like mm-hmm. good conversations and we get excited or yeah. we are
it's not a fight.
We're not fighting and you don't need to be worried because kids pick up on every yeah. little
and
thing
they watch
and they
everything.
Hear you mm-hmm. and they listen to everything.
And they're learning from
and
us.
And they learn from everything. Yeah. It's crazy. And another thing which I think being in that relationship, we were both very nervous because we were like, what if it doesn't work out or what if something happens? And we had those discussions a couple of times because he was very aware that Parker was – you know, becoming close to him and very, like, you know,
they get attached,
warming yeah. up to him. So he was like, I hate that if we don't work out, that Parker's gonna be like, oh, you walked out on me, or like, you just left mm-hmm. me, in midair. But,
it's like, how do you deal with that?
How do you deal with that? Yeah. And, we had a couple of those conversations, but he even got advice by from his friends that were dating, that were single parents. And he asked advice from them and what, you know, just their takes on things. So they, I guess his getting advice from them, they were just saying, you know,
just keep being a good man figure in his life. And that's what he will take from that. He will take that you were good to his mom, that you were sweet mm-hmm. to his mom, that you loved his mom, that you loved him, that you played with him, that you did these activities with him. So don't overthink, what if I leave and we break up, that, you know, we're in each other's lives. But just take that, just keep being a good person in that person's life.
I like that he took the time to talk to other people about it, mm-hmm. not just like a therapist.
Oh, but it,
to,
was like, talk to his
friends,
it was serious. She said it was serious.
It's, you want to know, like, that person is also
invested.
They're not only invested, but they have a community or some kind of support that, like, I see what you're doing. I understand what you're going through. And it's like, I'm here for you to talk about it with. Because it's like you, it's a huge responsibility to step into another person's life.
Yeah.
Let alone another person with a child. Mm-hmm, and it's, you can't just take that, like, for me dating right now, I can't just take my feelings into consideration. But it's also that of my son and my future, like my son that'll be born. Yeah. And it's, it's the ripple effect is greater than just me. And it's that's something that I have to really, really be mindful. And I think nowadays it's like with our sons and our daughters, we have to really be careful with
who we bring in their lives.
Who are the influences in their lives. And it's like our kids are smart and our kids are like, they talk and they express themselves and they ask questions. And
allow them. I think that's a big thing for mothers, allow your children to express themselves and check in on them and see how they feel. Mm-hmm. Ask them if they, you know, how do you feel about this person?
Yes.
How does this person make you feel? Yeah. So I think that's a big thing. You have to check in with your kids. It's just not about you and like, oh, yes, like we have the best sex or he makes me so happy. But make sure that
you have an open line of communication
with your kid. Like how did
about who you're dating or who
or what's going on?
Or what
this
it is.
This is mommy's
so they
friend.
Feel comfortable if something, God forbid, was to happen. You know, if you're never having those conversations with your kids, then how are they supposed to communicate with you?
Yeah.
Like when Ryder goes to the restroom, she knows that Zach does not come into the bathroom with her. Like, she knows that. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not home, if I'm not at home and he's watching her, he stands outside the door and just, you okay? Like, it's like, but we have had those conversations. I've had them with Zach and I've had them with Ryder. I've had them with Corey also.
Yeah, no, and it's,
like the setting up the boundaries or even simple things like when she goes to her dad's house. So when she first started going over there and then as she got older, I would tell him, you can't have Ryder there with a bunch of men, you know. Yeah. And of course, these are all your friends, but you just never know what anything can happen. So like setting up boundaries, setting up open lines of communications with your kids, fathers, with who you're dating, whatever, who your partner
they're dating.
It's me and Taylor have had so like really good conversations about like watching our girls, like who's around our children and like what they're seeing and the safety of them and stuff. And I value those conversations that you're looking at the same things
that I'm looking at.
Right. It makes me feel a little less crazy.
That's so important because I wasn't blessed with having the same communication with his dad's relationships, but it's so important. And I feel like I'm a nag when I talk to his dad. Like, I'm like, you need to make sure this is in this. But they need to hear you, no matter if you feel like you're a nag or not. You need to have those conversations, even if they think that they already know what you're feeling. You need to have those conversations with their parent and how you want them to be with their significant other or how it should be around their son or how they should want that for their son or daughter.
Yeah.
You know? So it's important to have communication for sure.
The one thing that I do love about all of us is like love is a forefront of how we deal with our children. And it's like, we want our kids to see us in loving environments.
Always.
And yeah. it's, we talk to them about that and we show mm-hmm. them and we express that.
This is what it's supposed to look like.
This is what it's supposed to look like. This is what it feels like. And it's, you know, I think that was part of my decision in not pursuing with my child's father. I was like, this isn't love. And I don't want my son to grow up thinking that this is okay or that this is what love is. Like, I know what love is. I've been immersed in it for 31 years in terms of my family and our family structure and like the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles and, you know, just cousins. I have an idea of what I want my family to look like, you know. I have an idea of what my family is going to, you know, how it's going to feel, like the warmness in the house. And love is really important. And I just feel like our kids have been blessed and are very loved, and they have seen us in loving environments. So it's allowed them to communicate with us. Because there's been times when, you know, someone's come over and Ryder, she will not talk to that person. She won't go near them.
She'll be quick to tell you their energy is off.
She'll be like,
Mom,
Even Boz, when it's something as simple as like, hey, give me a high five.
Oh, yeah. No. Our kids are very spot on.
It's you have to listen to your kids, too. So, like, while you're dating or when you're opening up or bringing someone else into your life, it's almost like it's a weird thought, I think, sometimes initially to, like, involve your child. But it's like.
No, it's not a weird thought. You have to involve your child.
You have to involve your child. And it's. Yeah, because that's my priority, and it's obviously your priorities as
keeping
well.
Keeping the kids as the number one priority.
It's a package deal.
But I think we should do our WTF moments of this week, or if you have any advice when it comes to dating with kids, I feel like the time is now because I'm hungry.
I am too.
I will give advice. My advice would be... date with open eyes and don't do any shortcuts. Just really everything that you want in a man, everything that you deserve in a man, be picky.
Yes.
I like that.
Be too. Picky.
My advice would be to not settle and to not be closed-minded. And I have a lot of friends, I feel like, who are like so strict on this list that they have created, and they have to meet all these marks on this list and check all these boxes on this list, and if one thing on the list isn't checked, it's like, he's not the one for me, or it becomes superficial of like, you know, how he looks, and they don't even
how he dresses.
Right, they don't even give him a chance. And I see it, and I'm like, but he's such a nice guy, you know, like, I'm looking at him, not like I'm looking at him.
No, but yeah, you're like, right, that's a potential boyfriend. Like,
it's like, don't be so quick to be so closed off, and don't be so quick to get in a relationship because of society or because, you know, you just want to be in one. Because you have a kid and it does, not like it looks better, but you get what I mean. Like, it's different. It's a different feeling. And I've been on all sides of it, truly all sides of having a child and dealing with the whole father situation and being single and dating with a kid and then now being engaged with a kid. And now it's a whole nother conversation going into this world of, oh shit, this is her stepdad, like about to be her stepdad now. Yeah. Like, we got to change phrases and stuff. Like, that's a whole nother realm of a world that I'm like so ill prepared to tap into. But I just, my biggest thing is don't settle. Like, God has your back, or whoever you believe in has your back. Yes. And it's coming. Like, it's gonna happen.
I definitely agree with that in terms of don't settling. So my advice just in this whole process is be kind to yourself, be patient, give yourself grace, because it is a journey, and it's a journey, and there's always going to be lessons and learning, and like Shannon said, day with open eyes. And it's like, it's open eyes, open ears, it's open heart, you know, there's going to be a lot of growth in it, in my opinion, and welcome that growth. Be open to changing and be open to learning. And if something isn't good for you, it's okay not to stay there. Even if it might not look good to other people, or if it's not what society deems as ideal, screw it. Like, screw what these norms and these boxes that, you know, society has tried to construct and, you know, instill in our heads is, oh, this is right, this is wrong. There's no right or wrong in terms of
love.
You know, it's either there or it's not. If something is not working for you, or if something is not healthy for you, it is okay to leave. It might be hard. It's going to be hard. Trust me. But at the end of the day, choose yourself. Keep your kid at the forefront. But it's okay to choose yourself. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
I like that. I'm really picking me.
Yeah, I'm picking me right now. I like me.
I like me too.
I like me too.
Okay, guys. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening to the Think Loud podcast. We hope you enjoyed our Dating with Kids episode. I'm sure this will be a revolving conversation going forward. We're definitely going to touch on this topic again. But don't forget to subscribe on all platforms.
And like, comment, and share with your crew when you can. And go follow us on Instagram at Think Loud Crew. And again, my name is Arkylin Floyd, and you can find me at Arkylin on Instagram.
And this is Shannon. You can find me at Hair by Shannon C.
And Cheyenne, you can follow me at Shy Not Shy. You guys have a beautiful week.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.